Radio Gdańsk English News.
Radio Gdańsk English News for today, Tuesday the 1st of February. Good afternoon. The Polish government has reduced VAT on a range of products from today. Yesterday, the Prime Minister, Mateusz Morawiecki, took part in a press briefing at a fuel station where he announced VAT cuts to zero on basic food products, as well as significant reductions on fertilizers and fuel. VAT was cut by 5% on heating bills, with 8% tax coming off motor fuels. The lower VAT rates are expected to apply until July the 31st, 2022. According to the chairman of Poland's largest fuel company, PKN Orlen, Daniel Obajtek, who was at the press conference with the Prime Minister, the average price of a litre of fuel dropped to around 5 zlotys and 19 groszy, with diesel going down to 5 zlotys and 24 groszy, making them the lowest prices anywhere in the EU. Meanwhile, there are price comparisons circulating online from some stores where prices after VAT have been cut are even higher. People should be encouraged to check prices in individual stores and choose outlets that are behaving honestly, according to commentators. US military support. The United States military has sent equipment which has arrived at Gdynia on board the ARC Patriot and has been unloaded at the BCT container terminal. The ship also reloaded some used military equipment set to be returned. The BCT has had a transshipment contract directly with the US military for several years. Yesterday, more than 200 pieces of equipment from the 185th California Infantry Regiment were unloaded in Gdynia. In turn, equipment belonging to the 3rd Battalion of the 161st Infantry of the US Army returns to the United States. Although the ship only docked on Monday, January the 31st, she has already completed a full turnaround, is on her way back towards Bremerhaven, Germany. Good news for soccer fans. Czesław Michniewicz is to become the new manager of the Polish national football team, according to Cezary Kulesza, the president of the Polish Football Association. Kulesza went on to tweet and said that we have signed a contract until the end of 2022. He said he had made the decision to appoint Czesław Michniewicz as the coach of the Polish national team, and he assured fans that we will do everything to make every Pole proud of his representation. Damage after Storm Nadia, which passed over Pomerania and the Tri-City over the weekend, is being estimated. Firefighters across the Tri-City intervened 360 times. Most reports were for broken branches and trees, as well as loose metal sheets and billboards. Return river flows made it necessary to put up flood barriers in several places. According to Brigadier Jacek Jakubczyk, press officer of the municipal headquarters of the fire service in Gdańsk, the vast majority of the emergency services work was related to windbreaks, removing the effects of strong and gusty winds. There were numerous broken branches and even whole trees uprooted. Interventions also concerned unsecured sheet metal elements on roofs or loose banners and advertising signs, he said.
The weather.
Today will be bright with sunny spells. Towards the afternoon, increased cloud and rainfall are expected. Later tonight, snow is also expected throughout the region. Temperatures are expected to reach 5 degrees Celsius, that is 41 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a cold minus 5, 28 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. The wind will be light to moderate, picking up towards dawn. That was the Radio Gdańsk English Service News and Weather.